Now, the rest of the story. The inconvenience of winter home heating has eclipsed the cost factor. Now it's a matter of conservation. There is a fuel shortage, an acute fuel shortage, and when the fuel is gone, not even the wealthy will be spared the chill. So some folks have been getting together, planning a community for themselves, an entire community designed based on energy conservation through solar heat. Now, you heard right. Not just one solar heated home. I'm talking about a whole town full. Here's the most remarkable part. We're not talking about astronomically expensive solar cell electricity conversion, but ultra-sophisticated solar architecture. Each home design, this is a city of 30,000 or so, where each home design is cleverly conceived to deflect summer heat and collect winter heat from the sun itself. Fuel will be required only as a supplement, and a very small one at that. The initial consideration for such a planned community is the precise position of the sun during each hour of each day throughout all of the four seasons. So, with this knowledge, the location of every home and every place of business, right down to the most subtle angle, will be relevant to the optimum utilization of solar energy. Even that explanation's an oversimplification, for as you might expect, the placement of each room within each home is of utmost importance. The principal living rooms, for example, will occupy the northern sides of courtyards, will face the south in order to catch the winter sun. The southern portion of these homes will be constructed in one story, the northern portion in two stories. The south end of each house, then, will be a full story lower, so as not to block the solar exposure of the living rooms. What else? Especially designed eaves, utilizing the solar angles of each season. Radiant walls and floors, structures that will actually absorb solar heat during the day and release it at night. The planners of this sophisticated sun city have left out nothing. Every cost-free, maintenance-free design for seducing the sun has been considered, and most important of all, they have beaten the fuel shortage. Before you offer your congratulations, certainly, before you make plans of your own to seek a residence there, you'd better know the rest of the story. Now, there is one inherent drawback to most established cities, and that is that they just grew up along a railroad track or along a river or something. They've established themselves one block at a time. By antithesis is the advantage of the planned community, where every shrub, every stoplight has been thoroughly premeditated even before the first brick is laid. I've been telling you of plans for such a planned community. Its inspiration, a shortage of fuel. Its focus, the ultimate utilization of solar heat. Now I want to tell you this much more. It's a major urban center, 30,000 people, lying in the same latitude as New York and Chicago, and its dream has become a reality. I'm talking past tense. This dream has been realized. And a rather long time ago, the fuel shortage that inspired its sophisticated layout and solar architecture was a shortage of wood. And the city was called Olynthus, O-L-Y-N-T-H-U-S. It was a city in ancient Greece. It was designed and built 2,400 years ago. 4 centuries before Christ. And now you know the rest of the story.